Hi, folks. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Soaring Eagle Radio. You can find us on the Global Star Radio Network, Worldview Weekend Radio, Talk America Radio, on the Objective Radio Network, Prepper Broadcasting Network, Fringe Radio Network, and of course, SoaringEagleRadio.com. Thanks for taking the time to chat, Trey. I want to thank you for that. And I think folks will be really, really excited. Are you prepared to talk about your new project?
Yeah, sure. Mike, with you, I would love to.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Remember that your failure to be informed does not make me a wacko.
The time has come, Dolores said, to talk of other things. Of shoes and ships and sealing wax and cabbages and kings.
My mind doesn't work that way. I got this real moron thing I do. It's called thinking. And I'm not a very good American because I like to form my own opinions. I have certain rules I live by. My first rule, I don't believe anything the government tells me. And I don't take very seriously the media or the press in this country.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Hello, and welcome to Soaring Eagle Radio. Your host is Mike Spaulding. Get ready to be challenged and encouraged as you consider today's news and Mike's commentary from a biblical perspective. Now, let's join Mike.
I know folks are always excited when a new Trey Smith project is coming out, so that'll be cool.
Well, it will be, Michael, but more than that, Chad, I had met you at that prophecy conference.
Yeah.
Back in Colorado Springs.
Yes.
And that was kind of a real turning point. There were a lot of things in talking to people, and you were one of the main people that I spoke with there, and got to pray with and such, and just really believe what I was, that video on Trump was the right thing to do.
Yes.
And that's really where that happened. Quite a bit of it was, in conversations with you and a very short handful of other people. I remember that very vividly at that conference.
Yes.
And, I would love to talk to you about anything.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, and I remember that as well, Trey. I remember having lunch with you while we were there, and I also remember having breakfast with you, your dad, and Pastor Casper one morning, and we really talked about it a lot there.
And those are both just amazing people. You know, Casper. Tell me what you want to know about the Big Bang, because I could get off on tangents on either one of those guys. But I'm appreciative to even be on with you.
Well,
more than you know.
I'm thankful.
Those are all neat guys that you just listed. But I got another one done, so ask what you will.
Yes, well, let's talk about that. And you gave me a little sneak preview and a couple of snippets, and I was pretty excited by what I watched and heard, and I think this is going to be another in a long line of Trey Smith videos that's really going to get people excited. And but also, here's the important thing: I think it's also going to encourage people, Trey, and I know that's your heart. That's what you hope to do.
Mike, I just want to give the glory to the Lord and all of them. It almost feels on my end of the phone a little silly when somebody says, you know, a Trey Smith. I'm really not anybody. I just am a man. Like, I just love the Lord. And I'll tell you what, this has been, it probably will be a good video for people. And here's why. Because I was really relaxed in putting it together. And I took time with it. I really got to know my family during this time. I learned that, you know, I would just work, and it had become like an addiction to do stuff. And we all probably get this way about different things. But I began to just really, during the making of this thing, enjoy to be with my family. And this particular video, it's about dimensions, and it's about fun stuff. It's about the Hebrew letters. There's, you know, one of the things that I think is that I wanted it to be was something that wasn't like anything else out there. But it goes to Jesus, man. And I stayed away from anything that was fringe stuff, if you will. I stayed away from controversial things. I didn't want to pitch anybody on where at the end, because I think that even if we are at the end, Michael, people get tired of just hearing that.
Well,
let me touch on that a second, sure. Because people, I think we all get in our minds, and there's a lot of this in the church where it's just God is going to punish you. He's going to punish you. He's coming to punish you. And there are times of punishment, but God is like a father to us.
Yes.
And you don't, as a father, you don't punish your kids all day and night and just let them get close enough you can beat them with something. You don't, nobody
right.
does that.
Yes, that's right.
That, in fact, most of the time, parents let us get away with way more than we should, which is what God does. He lets us get away with everything. And there are times of just, there are also times of joy. And there are also times just to find out who the Lord is and how much He loves you.
Yes.
So, you know, for me personally, I don't care if the end of the world is tomorrow or 1,000 years away. I wanted to put together something that was just fun. And I think the Lord moved through this video, and it's just my opinion, but I think you're going to feel that, because I didn't really set in. I didn't even know what the title of it was going to be until a couple of weeks ago. And I'm still not certain I'm planning to call it Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the God Dimension. And I was a little cautious about that, because that is the unspeakable name of God. And I was a little nervous when that thought came to my mind to use that name incorporated in the title of something, but I feel safe. I feel like the Lord wants me to do that, because this is a video that introduces people to who He is. And a lot of it's very, very basic, but a lot of it, you know, it's like anything. This video will probably befound and befuddle a PhD. But a 7-year-old will just understand it and roll right with it. So that's kind of in a nutshell what it is.
Wow. Well, that's a very interesting way to describe it. Now, you showed me, as I said before, you showed me a couple of clips, and
yes,
I was really impressed. But now they were toward the end. But so I haven't watched the beginning. I haven't watched the full content. But just what I saw, it's like, wow, this is gonna. If this is the end, if this is where you're wrapping things up, then moving to that point is really going to be powerful. So,
okay, so here's what it really is. Here's what it really is, Mike. It's a journey through the first sentence of the book of Genesis. And as crazy as that seems, and I've got to give some credit here to Michael Hughes, because I had spent some time with Michael Hughes, and we began looking at the letters, the Hebrew letters, and going into them in ways that I had never done before. And that first sentence of the book of Genesis, and this is going to take you all over Israel. I unloaded on you with stuff going here, there, and yonder. But we're going through that first sentence of Genesis. And that first sentence, just the word in the beginning, those three words, just like God says he's in three parts. You got the Father, the Son, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Well, those three words in English, in the beginning, are really one word in the Hebrew. And that one word is Bereshit. Now, that one word is comprised of six Hebrew letters, six phonetic and pictographic, the little pictographic guys. And so each one has a little pronunciation, but they also all have a little pictograph. So they have multiple meanings. And then they have a number attached to them. There are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. So that's the completion of them, 22. Just like there are 22 chapters in the book of Revelation. And they begin with the Aleph. Now the Aleph is the silent letter. It's there, but it's not there. It's a hidden letter. It starts everything, but yet it's silent. The Aleph is comprised of three parts. God says, I'm the Aleph, the Tav. Well, the Tav is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, or I'm the Alpha to the Omega. The Aleph and the Tav is the last letter, the Tav is the symbol for the cross. So God's saying, I'm the Aleph, I'm the one that's in three parts, it is God, the one that states, that the silent one that starts everything, all the way to the Tav, the cross, is what he's stating just by that one little statement. It's really two letters. Well, if you take that first word of the book of Genesis, or the book of Bereshit, that first word is really a title of the document. That's what it is. And in fact, the first place that you get a drop cap, maybe in all of human history, is, well, drop caps like you have in magazines and you have in newspapers, the real fancy lettering that they have, and they put a little drop cap there to make a letter big and it looks cute. Well, everybody copied that from Old King James Bibles, because that's how they did it, the Old King James Bibles. Well, the King James Bibles did it because that's how they did it in the Torah. And the Torah did it because that's how Moses got it. So that first letter of the first word in the book of Genesis, it's a big drop cap, a big letter, and it looks like a squiggly circle. And what that letter is, that's the symbol for home. So everything that's about, now what the rabbis will tell you is that the first letter that starts a sentence or a paragraph or even a whole page of text, that letter should tell you what the entire book is going to be about. So everything from Genesis to Revelation is about home. That's what it is.
That's
just the first letter.
That's amazing.
The second letter is the resh. That looks like the side that, I just pulled it away. Wrong answer. The second letter is the resh. It looks like the side or the profile of a man's face. The resh means head man or God man. The third letter N, which is in three parts, is God, is the symbol for God, the Aleph, which is in three parts. And it's the third letter in. The fourth letter is the Shin. It equals the number 300. I can't believe I remember all this actually. It equals the number 300. Oh, and tens and hundreds. These are all universal whole numbers. So just like God, 10 is the number of completion before God did 10 plagues. 10 Egypt, 10 generations from Adam to Noah. You have 10 commandments that he gave on Mount Sinai. You have two sets of five. Each five is a hay. Five is the number of grace. Hey, like Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey, you have two graces in God's name. The first five commandments are spiritual in nature. In fact, they start with God, have no other gods before me. And then the second four are spiritual, just like the mangio de bove. The last five are for your flesh. Fifth letter N, on that first word, it says, is the yod. The yod dangles like a little thought. Well, in the modern version, it dangles like a little thought in midair. Just a little yod between heaven and earth. The yod represents the creator himself. Now, in the pre-Canaanite version, it looks like a little arm. It's actually a right arm, strong right arm, that represents Jesus himself. And the last symbol of this six, now chapter one of the book of Genesis, you only get down to the sixth day. You have six letters that start this first word, which is in three parts in the English of the book of Genesis. The last letter of that six is the Tav. So what this would actually read, just that one word that we're translating in the beginning, it would read that this is the home of the God-man who is God, the all-consuming fire wearing the crown, the three-pointed crown of the Shin, who is the creator himself, the strong right arm that will go to the cross. And I pulled that all out of the first word, which is in three parts of the book of Genesis.
Trey, that is amazing.
And that sounded good. I hope some of it's right.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding, Michael.
No,
I'm just kidding.
No, that's
you're going to find that checks out. And that will send you, and I'll tell you, even that alone would be enough. We go so much deeper than that. But, I mean, that's just where you start at. That's a little piece of nothing right there. I will just tell you, yes, I believe the Lord moved through this. I think he guided it. I think it's a lot. It's kind of a fun video, but it's just, there's nothing else like it, man.
Yeah.
Someone made it cool and made it look good. Some of my old stuff looked like I was in a cave in the middle of nowhere, and I probably was. So we tried to make it. If it doesn't look better than the meat, then nobody will trust you. It has to look good.
I'll tell you something. I'm encouraged just hearing you talk about it, and I know that folks listening are encouraged as well, and can't wait to get their hands on this video. Is it going to be available on DVD too?
Well, there's going to be enough of it up. Yes, it'll be on the DVD. And the reason we do that, and I know because I see people write and say, if you're a good Christian, you give them away for free. Look, guys, if you knew that what it took to even put half of one together.
Right.
And that's why we're so appreciative. But with this one, Mike, what I'm doing is I've made it into two of them because it's so heavy on Jesus.
Yes.
That I want all of the stuff that would lead you to the Lord up there for free, where people can get that and all of the extra fun stuff, which there's an hour and a half worth of that. They can figure out how to get your DVD.
Okay.
And because here's where with the parts that we're going to present, look, if you cannot figure out Jesus is the King of Kings in the first, let's say, 40 or 50 minutes of this thing, another hour and a half ain't going to help you, I promise.
That's a good way to put it, Trey.
Well, it's a fact. I'll tell you, I really, honestly, and another thing we've been doing, is starting to set up a prayer line. A lot of ministries say they do this and they do, and we want to do kind of a different thing. I want to let people that are good prayer people just talk to people. No 3-minute caps. No, we got your mailing address and all that. We want to sell you something else. And I mean, not that there's anything wrong. There are people that are just hurting out there, man.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you that. Some of this ministry stuff needs to actually be a ministry.
Yes.
And I think we're entering some years. And I was stating this even when I was meeting with you back in that Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
And everybody was, a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people felt like, oh, it's just all going to end. It's all going to end. It's all over. No, it's not. Yeah. There's good years. In fact, the good years are probably should terrify you. Because it's when you go uphill on the roller coaster, the big drop comes, right? Yeah. But you know what? Enjoy the ride up, man. Enjoy the ride. Don't look at the fall so much that you forget about the ride up. And, I mean, that's just the way I feel, Michael.
Yeah. Well, this prayer ministry, Trey, is that something that's active right now, or you're still in the planning stages?
Okay, in the planning of what again?
The prayer ministry that you talked about. You want to...
Well, you know, we kind of just do stuff as we're able to, but we're here in the next. Okay, so that's my next try. I mean, we respond to people now.
Okay.
We pray over people. I mean, you got people when you write the God in a Nutshell project. You've got some of the most incredible people on earth already. They may not personally write you back. They might not pray, and that's the part I'd like to fix because. But you are getting prayed over and you're getting people that care about you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what I vote. And that's, you know, people need that. And the doom and gloom stuff. And that, I mean, people need to hear the doom and gloom too, but you know, man, you've got to break sometimes.
Yep.
There are points he actually wants to bless us. And
well, you know, Trey, that's exactly where my mind and thinking and spirit is at right now. And I want to just share just something. It's a very short statement, but I read this. Let's see. This is Thursday. I read this on a Tuesday. So 2 days ago, this was in a devotional that Kathy and I use in the mornings before we head off to work. And it was talking about finding strength in God. But this particular paragraph was talking about Ezekiel. And this particular paragraph, when I read it, a statement in it, it just caused me to pause because it was so profound in its simplicity. And it was something that we overlook all of the time in the midst of all of the static that we hear every day. But here's a paragraph. I'll read it. It says, under the triple burden of opposition, confusing circumstances, and an arduous assignment, Ezekiel remained faithful. He also knew that in the midst of adversity, and here's the statement, in the midst of adversity, people do not need a better understanding of their plight. They need a fresh vision of God's majesty and the reminder that no matter the crisis, God is sovereign. And I got to tell you something, Trey, when I read that, I looked at Kathy and I said, well, now there's a thought to carry us through the day right there. No matter what's going on, no matter the crisis, God is still sovereign. And sometimes people don't need to be reminded of all of the dark and evil things that are going on. Sometimes they need to be reminded of just how majestic God is. And I thought about that as we were discussing doing this show, and I thought, man, this video that Trey's doing, I think that's going to do it for people. It's going to remind people. It's going to wake them up to the fact that God has demonstrated his glory even through the very words of Scripture that you're unpacking for people. I think you're doing a great service for God's people as far as encouraging them, Trey. So I want to thank you for doing that.
Well, no, thank you, Michael. Thank you, Mike, for doing this show. Thank you for reading that. Devotion. The Christians have come to believe. I think they did because this is what I believe. I believe that the wicked people own the place, but as it turns out, they don't. And there's that's true. There's a lot of they're flaky Christians. They're this Christian or that. But that's what I am. That's what. I mean, you are, Michael, yeah, Mike, yeah. But there are a lot of people that really love the Lord in this country. And, the medias have portrayed that it's all just dark and going down the tubes. It's not. And those people are terrified. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, they really are terrified. And I truly believe that we have some hours here that are going to be good. And I would ask people to, tell your family that you love them. This year, I worked and I've done this for a lot of years where I just would get it so involved in my own stuff and what I'm doing. And I thought, well, I'll get to spend time with family later. And I would always do this. And I just realized, you know, I was sitting down with family and I realized I don't really know what they're even doing.
Wow.
And I thought, oh my gosh, I cried over it. And,
let me tell you something, Trey. You're on the right
track.
Yeah,
tell you.
You're on the right track.
What?
You were listening to the Spirit saying, there'll be time for this. There's time for this. But you also have to have time for the important things in life. And that certainly is family. That's one of those things.
Yeah. Yes. You know, tell your families that you love them. And just show them love. And even show the evil people, the wicked, the people that have trained. The wicked people aren't just the people in Washington or whatever. The people that treated you wrong, be extra nice to them. You'd be amazed what that does. I've been learning that this year because I wasn't always good at it. You know, it's just a weird thing when you're just extra nice to somebody when they're mean to you.
It catches them completely off guard.
It really is. These are biblical principles, but they're ones where you can see that first of all, it ends it right there. But it removes whatever that bad root is in you, you know, that would have festered otherwise. And it's like that other person, and you can do it just for this cause, but it's kind of funny because it affects them worse than anything you could have just telegraphed and mean it. The more you mean it, the worse it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, it's true. So, man, you know, I'm just happy to be done with this where, you know, the thing is actually producing while I drive. It gets produced several times, but we've got to doll it up and do some other little things to it. But yeah, it's made. I mean, I kicked back and watched it, and it's unusual, even among stuff that I've done. And it's certainly a far cry from that last thing that was, you know, I don't really know what to say about Holy Land. I'm going to keep my mind. You know, it's incredible. It's got a lot of neat scenery in it. It's got some neat stuff in there. I can tell you this, what I felt like after that Holy Land thing was that I needed to make something that really just, really rock and roll for people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it just didn't, it was missing. Yeah. It was missing probably a lot. And looking back, still a great fun watch, but I mean, I've enjoyed taking this, man. I have, I really have, man. I just,
when are you looking
yeah,
at
ahead.
Making it available, Trey? When are you thinking of it?
Well, probably about 2 weeks, man.
Okay.
It'll be as quick as we can do it.
Yeah.
So probably about 2 weeks, and it'll pop up in there, and people are going to have a great time with it. And
I know that folks will keep an eye on the website, GodInANutshell.com. Well,
now where are we talking to right now, Mike? Who are we talking to?
Yeah, this is the audience that tunes in to Soaring Eagle Radio.
Well, I love Soaring Eagle Radio. So, and where is Soaring Eagle Radio? Where are you brought? You're in Ohio, right?
Yeah, yep, we're in Ohio. We're aired on WTTP-FM on Saturdays and Sundays.
The place they took the aliens, man. They took the aliens up there. I went back and forth to Ohio a bunch of times.
Did you?
Well, funny enough, you know, my dad actually wrote some of their software.
Yeah, that's
right.
We went
back and forth. There's a dude that I won't get into details, but we drove back and forth. I got to know my dad through that too. I mean, we lost our court case because the courts aren't terribly honest, in my opinion. But here's where I got to know my dad. That was really the reward out of it. We went back and forth to Dayton a whole bunch. Got to spend time in courtrooms. But other than the courtrooms, we had a great time.
Yeah. I think you're talking about Wright-Patterson Air Force Base down around Dayton.
Yeah, it's while we had this conversation, all of their code is pretty much, they might as well just assume their code is leaking out all over the place. There's a guy that hijacked my dad's stuff, and we tried to sue him in the civil court, and I kept sending stuff to that court and saying, you know, here's, you know, we're not attorneys, but, okay, so he's using this code to keep collecting from a military contract that another guy had got. And I assume he's still doing that now. But to do that, because my dad had initially set this stuff up, but he would have had to circumvent the front end. Yeah, they're pretty much the alien people are compromised, I guess. So I don't know, we can check and see if there's aliens in there if you want mine. I haven't looked.
Yep, that's not far from where we're at up here in Lima, Ohio.
No, this was for their medical staff, but I mean it's still going in and out of the most secure facility on Earth, and they really I never informed Wright-Patterson of that. But I didn't know who to get to. But I certainly informed all the state official people that this was happening, our final response was because we did not hire an attorney, they can do nothing about it. Funny.
Wow, no kidding.
I'm not kidding. American lives are at risk every day.
Yeah.
But so what can you do?
Well, you didn't play by their rules, so we're just going to throw it out.
What?
So you didn't play by their rules by hiring an attorney, so we're just going to throw it out.
Well, it didn't have that kind of a flavor to it. Here's what I think is that those courts and the people that are involved really don't read any of that stuff. And the other guy was using all of the income from the Wright Pack contract he had and to bury us in paperwork. And so I would come in there, for example, and I'm like, well, here's 75 counts of embezzlement against the military. And I actually had those accounts too. I had the withdrawal. And the defense attorney was, I mean, like his jaw dropped when I came in with that stuff. Because the guy that set that contract up, he went and he got me this man had been withdrawing money and putting it in his own accounts, man. More than $1 million, actually. But the defense attorney was worried about, you know, fighting for his client, and the judge is, I guess, picking his nose. And all I know is that we went in there pretty much. I got evidence thrown out because I had red arrows. And here's where he's actually lied to the court. Here's 75 withdrawals ranging, but. And I would itemize out the legal code, like all of these are more than $10,000. Each count of these is a fourth to third degree felony in the state of Ohio. And I'd put the legal code. And the defense is like, oh, I object, because, you know, you tampered with the document by putting a red arrow. And I told the judge, I said, well, I don't think anybody reads this stuff. I put the red arrow so you could, here is the amount. Here is where here's where he told you he never had an account. Here's where he says he swore under oath. I actually underlined that as well. here's a red arrow that says under penalty of perjury. I underlined that too. Here's where he says he never had access to any funds. Here's a document that says he's a chief financial officer of such and such company. Here's where we could actually come out to the car. But another problem is those courts are so primitive. They're looking for paperwork and stuff. I mean, look, man, I could crack open my laptop and show you that right now as we have this dialogue, he's processing info back and forth out of that military facility. Well, do you have a form for the, you know what I'm stating? Where's your target? And this took, and by the end of it, you're so sick of dealing with them. Yes. That it was almost like, for me, a lesson before the Lord. Can you let that, somebody that hurts your dad that bad, you know what I mean? If the military likes being ripped off and doesn't like secure stuff, that's fine. But it was a personal thing.
Yeah.
For like in my heart, can I forgive them?
Yes.
And a bunch of times, man, that took a lot of, but I forgive them, man. I do. And I got to know my dad on all of those trips. It was an awesome thing.
Well,
that's a real, and I'm life, so thankful for it.
That's a real life illustration, Trey, of what you were talking about. The necessity.
Oh, it's insanity.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a subject.
Yeah, man, we spent a year on that, and I got like a 2-sentence reply from that court out there. And this is like, even without an attorney, because I wanted to go personally, did it. We probably, I don't know how much we spent. It was tens of thousands. By the time you get done with all these little form files, all this little nickel and dime stuff,
yep.
And then I'm getting things thrown out because I put a red arrow. Oh, here's where he stole from them more. You can't do that. You damaged the evidence. Okay, well, let's go get another copy from the bank. You know what I mean? It's like stupidity.
Yeah.
It's like stupidity compiled.
Yes.
Exactly. But I didn't. We were very respectful. Actually, that's one of the things that my dad said. He said, "You know what I'm the most proud of is that we were actually reputable and respectable."
Yes.
And the other side was not. I mean, we may have done 9 chicken things wrong because we don't know what we're doing, but we weren't disrespectful.
Maintain your testimony before the Lord.
Well, think about that. I mean, that's what it boils down to in the end, doesn't it?
Yep. Certainly does.
Yeah.
So what's the Lord telling you for 2018, Trey? What's on your mind? What are you going to be focused on? What are you going to, because you got this project, like you said, it's in production now, so it's going to be out in a couple of weeks. What's your focus going to be? What are you sensing the Lord is saying?
We're going to try and do some stuff for the Exodus, and I'll just be straight with you. I want to find those chariots.
Ah.
Mike.
Yeah.
And I've been working on that. That's harder to do than you think. And let me tell you why. It's not finding the chariots. It's because they're in Saudi Arabia. And these places in Saudi Arabia are gearing up to go to war with Iran. And Iran, it's actually not safe to go over there and ask them about their chariot.
Yeah.
And underwater, all sorts of things. But you know what? I bet surprises are ahead. Because we are working on it.
That's exciting.
Well, honestly, man, I don't have the answer to that. There are some things that we've done that, there was tons of stuff to do the Exodus with years ago. But it was like, I just never got to it. And I think it was the Lord that, there are some doors that have opened with things there I'd like to just wait on for a minute. We've tried some stuff. It's certainly possible to find those chariots at this point. And I know where they are. You've got the old Ron White footage and stuff like that everybody argues. I'd really like there to be new stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if that will happen or not, but that is the difficulty. The difficulty is because, man, these are in a whole other world. It is not Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. That's the law. It's not like you can, I mean, it's not like some chariot stuck in a lake, man. It's in the hot spots of all Earth. And, I mean, it's right there. You better make friends with ISIS guys or something. And I don't even know. Those guys aren't friends with anybody.
That's right.
You don't want to be their friends, man. I don't know how you do it. If the Lord provides a way, But eventually, Michael, with or without Jerry is to tell you, we're going to do a heck of an Exodus. I can assure you of that. And we'll probably have the chariots, man. If I were to guess, I'll probably figure out how to do that. But don't make a promise to it, because I'm telling you, man, this life is rough enough without having to navigate through weird places to get a chariot. But that doesn't mean there aren't people trying.
Well, if the Lord wants it in there,
right? Maybe we'll have chariots.
Yeah, if he wants it in it, then he'll connect you to the right people, and you'll get the footage.
Well, Mike, would you be okay if we didn't have a chariot? Would you still watch it?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, ignore that. Then Don Balin on the chariot. It's just too much trouble. The Pharaoh needs to learn not to go through water that's parted.
That's right.
Yeah. That's the real trouble with this whole scenario, is that you just don't ride your chariot in the parted waters, man. Particularly when you've already been told 10 times to stop.
Well, I'll tell you something else that's wrong with this, Trey, is you bailing on anything. I've never known you to bail on anything, so. I'm not buying it.
If I were to guess, man, the chariots will come forth. But, here's where I'm telling you. You know, honestly, that's really neither here nor there in a sense, because this thing I've been working on, I've just really, the Spirit of the Lord, man, all the chariots in the world, you could pull Noah's Ark off that mountain, you could have the Ark of the Covenant sit in your living room, kick your feet up on it. But none of that would help you if you can't find who the Spirit of the Lord is. And that's really what you're going through these letters. And it's what it is. Yodei Vavei, the God dimension. You're going straight in, buddy. And it starts with a bang. There's no other good way to do it. You're fixing to take, buckle your seatbelt, man. Buckle your seatbelt, bro. This will make Saudi Arabia look easy by comparison. Yeah. You're fixing to go on a ride, man. The letters, there's no language like this on earth. It is a dimensional language, and that's just what it is. And you're not just going to see that or have somebody explain it. You're going to walk right through it, man. In ways that, dude, I had so much fun putting this together. Honestly, finding those chariots sounds pretty stressful. So I'm going to pray about that. It sounds very stressful, honestly.
I think when people get this DVD, Trey, they're going to hit the pause button and then rewind and then pause and then rewind, because to soak it in, just letting it run in real time and soaking it all in, I just imagine that they're going to have to stop and consider and chew on it. And let's rewind that again and listen to that. I just think it's going to be a great teaching tool for a lot of folks, too.
They're gonna love it, man. They're gonna love it, and I'm just out taking a ride and talking to you.
I appreciate you taking the time to chat today, Trey. I know you're busy.
For you, any time in the world, because I'll tell you, there's just so many people out there that have the Spirit of the Lord, and you're one of them.
Well, thank you, Trey.
I know that's the case. And I would call you for that. I'll tell you that the Spirit of the Lord is wanting to pour His Spirit out. That's what Tim was stating. You want to know for 2018, here's what it is. It's not your 401ks. It might have that. Probably does. Because God does that. The problem with all that is we turn it into idols. We make it into golden cows real quick.
Yeah.
So don't do that. The Lord is one, and he actually probably cares about it. I mean, he made the place. He made nice and things in it. He wants you to enjoy the place. But the number one thing, just like that number one commandment, is that you want a relationship. And if it's only about the stuff and gimme, 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 I've been in those before. Mike, that ain't a relationship, and everybody knows it.
That's right.
a relationship goes two ways. And the Lord wants, he cannot pour his spirit out if we don't reach to him. The Lord is a perfect gentleman. He's a perfect, he doesn't come and put, the devil pushes.
Yeah.
He pushes and he has big neon signs. He has, come here, come here, come here, come on, it's a shorter walk, it's this, it's that. Just compromise a little. No, the Lord, and Jesus said, the disciples, they say, well, I love you, I love you, I love you, because if you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
Yeah.
Now, go take a look. I would encourage anybody listening, because there's a lot of people just say that, and then they get, they're like, oh, man, I got to keep a command. Oh, man. Which one of those are you objecting? Don't murder. Don't take your neighbor's wife. Don't lie. These are all actually good for you. They're all actually a betterment of you.
Yes.
That makes a more full-bodied experience with all that stuff that that we all panhandle God out of. Please, I need a new car. My job's not too good. I need a raise. My boss doesn't recognize me. Oh, the picture. Why didn't I treat it the way I wanted to? Because we need to grow up. And I'm talking to myself here because people listening, I'm sure, have got all this. But I tell you, that's what I've really learned in these last couple of years. The Lord's screaming at me to grow up. To grow up. And all of that stuff, what you're going to find is all that stuff you thought you wanted. Or at least for me, stuff that I think I want, I'll fiddle around with it. And if I ever end up getting it, it's not what, you know, it's the journey.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the journey is through the Lord. And the full-bodied experience is through the Lord.
Yes.
There's going to be miracles and turnarounds, Mike, in people's lives that are going to be instantaneous this year.
Amen.
Things that occur that they have, that I'm telling you, there are going to be breakthroughs. These aren't just, I'm talking somewhere beyond the mega churches. And I actually love those people. I don't put them down anymore. I know. It's not the model that's my favorite. But you know what? Anybody saying that I love Jesus and Jesus is the way, you know what? If they're not against us, they're for us.
Yeah. Yep.
And, oh, shoot. Glad I caught that. Okay. I got all excited there. Nearly ran off the road.
Trey.
But, well, it's icy. It's, I'm like, I've got the heaters going really on full blast,
okay,
even if you through the window. But it's great, man. It'll be cool. Hopefully this isn't the last conversation that I have with anybody, but, I don't think it will be. The Lord's better than that, even in my foolishness.
Yes, amen.
I tell you, there's just good days ahead. And those are not just, you know, I think there's prosper coming for America. There already has been. Everything that has been prophesied, all of the things, look, you've had the most incredible year in financial term and this year, so Planned Parenthood, this is the largest baby killing factory on the planet.
Yep.
I know people say, well, but it's, you know, it's about women's, no, it's not about women's health. But that sounds stupid coming out of anybody's mouth.
Yeah.
Don't even echo such a stupid thing. They killed 350. These are their numbers, not mine. It's probably larger than that. I'm telling you what I read the other day off of their site.
Yes.
350,000 babies.
Yes. Yeah.
That is dump trucks full of dead kids.
That's right.
Dump trucks. But here's that. Even if somebody was cool with all that, you know what? I'm cool. I love killing babies, man. That's cool with me. I love killing children. That's women's health. Even if that was really what you thought, don't call it women's health. Say, I like murdering babies. State that out of your mouth. If you're into it, state that. I like murdering babies. Say that. If you're into the abortion thing. Here's what they were also asking, and this should affect even the one that likes killing the baby. Because they wanted $500 million from the public to do it.
Yep.
No, if you're going to go do your sick thing, you figure out how to pay for it yourself.
Yeah. That's the way it should be.
So he cut funding. And we've had presidents, most people don't know this, your Republican ones were worse than your Democrat ones. in terms of when you look at the actual numbers and how much they might get out there and say, oh, well, I don't like it, that and the other thing. Well, they funded it to the hilt. I think Bush funded it by $2.2
billion. Yeah.
And these are just on sign-offs, man. Why are they getting all that free money? I mean, I don't get that. You don't get that, Mike.
Right.
But somebody that says, okay, we do abortions and we call it women's, I mean, you got to pay for that? And then the abortion people will say, oh, no, it's not actually for the abortions. What do you accept the truckload of cash on the other side of the building from where the dump trucks of babies go out? I mean, it's just stupid.
Sure.
He cut their funding. He cut their funding. He signed the bill to cut their funding. So whether somebody supports abortion or not, I don't support funding them.
Right.
And I'm thankful for that funding was cut, because that's stupid. I mean, I disagree with it to begin with, but to pay for it,
right,
to forcefully pay for it, come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beyond ridiculous.
The biggest years in all of Jerusalem was declared the capital.
Yeah.
Which you think, well, I mean, it's already the cat. No, it has been. But here again, it's like stupid hour in the world.
Yeah.
Of course, the whole place, as you read history, you find out it's never really been any different. It's just one big madhouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I remember when Trump made that decision, Trey, to move the embassy to Jerusalem. That next Sunday, I was in a pulpit. I said, here's a little word of encouragement for all you never Trumpers out there. No president before Donald Trump, regardless of his testimony of how much of a Christian he was and how often he was in church, no president before Donald Trump had the nerve and the resolve to say Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. You can say what you want to about Donald Trump, but at least he stood for the truth and his convictions, and he did what was right, in my opinion, in God's eyes. And he made that decision, and he's following through with it. I applaud him for doing that, Dre.
I do as well, and you won't find me talking weekly of him. I've done that a few times because there's a tendency, and I would ask people that are listening not to do that either, because we have a tendency, we hear all the news media. That's part of the trickery, is to bombard your mind with bad, 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 and it probably liquefies you.
Yep.
No, it's not. It's the guy that's done a lot. The guy's pulled. If you would only take one of the things that's been accomplished in the last year, it's more than the last three presidents combined.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely
so,
right.
I mean, that's just a fact. And some of this has got to be performance-based, not just talk.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, in my view, I don't have anything bad, but, you know, I don't know him personally, so I have zero to speak on that. I know that the news media keeps up with his every tweet. I'm sure that's real help. It's probably what's keeping Twitter in business, to be frank with you.
Yeah.
But I know this, that your taxes are also the lowest that they've ever been. And even some of these people that are bad mouthing are probably this time around, oh, shoot, look, my taxes are lower, which means you can pay your employees better, which means that, see, all of these things, I'm just telling you, man, the Lord is good.
Amen. Yes, Dre.
We're in a great time. Now, Mike, I'm going to have to get off with you in a second because I'm coming up on, but it's an honor to do your show. I'm thankful for the invitation.
Well, thank you, Trey. It's been a blessing, as always, to chat with you. And so thank you for joining me. And we'll just let you go at this point. I appreciate the encouragement. Make 2018, folks. Make 2018 an impactful year for Christ. Live a Christ life. Have the mind of Christ. Allow the Holy Spirit to direct you, even your thoughts, especially your decisions. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. Trey, God bless you, my brother. We'll do this again real soon.
Okay. God bless, man. I love you very much, Mike. You and all you guys in Ohio, you just have a fantastic night out there.
Thank you, brother. Love you, too.
God bless Ohio.
Soaring Eagle Radio is a production of Transforming Word Ministries and is released under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. You may subscribe to the show on iTunes, follow us on Facebook where you can discuss this episode, and follow Soaring Eagle Radio on Twitter at Soaring Eagle Rad, and listen to every episode from our website, www.soaringeagleradio.com. The opening audio montage collection was created by Micah 68 Productions. Visit them on the internet at www.mika68.com for more information. Friends, remember the Apostle Paul's admonition to the believers meeting in Rome. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. I'm your host, Mike Spaulding. Thank you for joining us today for this edition of Soaring Eagle Radio.
Thanks for tuning in today to the Soaring Eagle Radio program. For more information about the show, write us at Soaring Eagle Radio, 682 West Grand Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45801. You may also contact Mike directly by email at the following address, pastormike@woh.rr.com. God bless you today as you seek him.